我们的情感，我们的情绪，我们的意愿，很多时候就是肉体，不是从神来的，是从我们这个己出来的。这个东西呢，就是旧的，我们已经习惯了。哦，所以为什么连保罗都说我真是苦啊？在道德上，他是很想要持守那个道德的义的，可是他发现他里面一个罪性是他没有办法控制的。那关于这一方面，我前一阵子比较多去听于弘杰牧师在2009年讲的关于罗马书的，我有 po 了两篇，一篇是第四个讲到罗马书的第八章，我们怎么样随从圣灵来让这个事成就在我们生命中，让神的义成就在我们生命中。那我昨天又播了一个，就是罗马书第二章讲到第六，罗马书第六章救我们脱离罪的权势，罗马书第七章救我们脱离律法的控告，第八章救我们脱离肉体。那我越过越发现，从我个人的经验，我从小都是要行善的，要行真理。可是，如果不是神来怜悯我，让他自己的意在我里边发动，让我去追随他，出于我自己的好，有时候我成为定罪人的姿势，还是没有办法成全神的意。罗马书那边说，我们要立自己的义，就没有办法服神的义，那个也是肉体。于弘杰牧师说，这个是比较高档的肉体，也有低档的肉体。骂人、打人、偷人、抢人、害人，这个是低档的肉体。我们这个很想要行善，很想要坚持这个诚实正直，替天行道，这个是高档的义。可是神的道路不用照我们所以为的那样去走。那这个我看了很多，因为我们服事主已经，大卫牧师已经服事主40年，看了很多，面对各种来到教会的各种人，背景那么不一样，所以很多弟兄姊妹就在其中受苦。所以大卫牧师要一直为他们相信。有人就觉得够了够了，10几年了20年了，他们要到什么时候才能站立起来？啊，有的人就是那么不容易，神有神的办法，神有神的时候。所以越过我们越发现神的意念高过我们的意念，神的道路高过我们的道路。我很坦白跟你们讲，我从信耶稣一开始，不论是在学校的团体，在教会里面，后来到西安来追求，都被看为是很棒的基督徒。可是我一结婚以后，因为我以前从来不跟人家争的，人家都碰不到我。可是我一结婚，我的先生是要跟我成为生命之一体的，很多事情的决定，我发现，我简单说，我常常被说我是在吃分别善恶树的果子，在那边搞这个对那个错，啊，这个跟我的背景有关，我会信耶稣跟这个也有关，因为我很怕错。我父亲错了很多，就给我家带来不幸，所以我才兴起一个意念，要寻找一个永远不会错，无论什么时候，无论在什么环境都不会错的真理。这个东西催促我来寻找真理，最后找到耶稣。但是我的背景是这样，这是我习惯性的，所以我常常在那边很怕错。好，那大卫牧师他是一个充满了信心，再坏的事情他特别在其中看到盼望的人，太不一样的个性。 啊，当传道人的，面对各种不同的人的，所以我常常就会说啊，这个对那个错这样。他常说就是吃跟别三个树的果子，还有立自己的意，这个都没有办法成就什么事。我在这方面打滚了很久，我说谁也要我们分别是非善恶。我说真的，很长一段时间我搞不清什么叫做吃分别善恶树的果子。哎，腓立比书那边不是说要我们明辨是非吗？喜爱那美好的事物吗？所以我说主，是不是我不够跟你那么以你的心为心，那么能够读懂你的心，以致在于很 specific 的事上，我可以按着你所要的去行，重新来过。主，我不认为我懂，我以为我懂了，也许我不是真的懂。那我这次为什么把那个罗马书第六章那个二后给你们看，他讲到十字架。余弘杰牧师用了一个比喻非常好，他说救恩宝血是一楼，你要进入神的这个 building 里面，进一楼就是宝血，你要进去就这样接受宝血赎罪，然后呢你要上到二楼十字架，然后才能进到三楼丰满的圣灵。那我们的生命能成长，一楼二楼三楼，你不能从一楼你越过十字架，你不愿意接受十字架的工作在你的生命中制作，你要跳到圣灵，没办法。所以弟兄姊妹，我鼓励你们把那两篇信息好好的读一读。如果你没有如果你没有我们群组的，没有进入我们群组的 LINE， 你可以加进来，或者你可以到那个 YouTube 里边，你打进去说余弘杰牧师讲罗马书，那边就有很多你可以点来听哈。他讲的非常的清楚，他诠释的非常清楚，他是真的很有神话语的恩赐的。我讲一件事，弟兄姊妹，昨天我们查经的时候，我们就谈到一件事。根据这本圣经所给我们的启示，谁要基督徒，除非你不懂的文字，好像锦生的妈妈，她以前不读书，她没有办法看懂文字，不然神给我的这本书，就是告诉我们，他给我们他的话，就是借这个话，好像来当我们的像。神的道，神的灵，记不记得以赛亚书五十九章，他跟我们立约，必有一位救赎主来到锡安，悔改的雅各族中悔改的人，我跟他们所立的约乃是这样，我加给你的灵，传给你的话，神的话，神的灵，我们不能没有神的灵，神的灵我们才有神的生命，我们不能没有神的话，没有神的话我就没有神的指引。所以有一个叫做 Paul Washer， 他听一些以前追求主的一些前辈讲到神这样这样这样，他就觉得可是好像对他来讲不是这么真实。他说神啊，我要你向我显现，我要你的同在。他说一个小时又一个小时，一天又一天，一夜又一夜，他切求在神的面前跟神说，神啊，求你领导我，领导我，后来有一天神真的向他显现。那他讲，他说弟兄姊妹，我们需要读神的话，
我们需要用什么话？
自己来读神的话，亲身来读神的话，来祷告，我们才有办法被心意更新而变化。你知道我们都知道一生的果效由心发出。一生的果效由心发出，我的心思意念如果不是随着神的心意而流转，我的心态错误，我持定的原则错误，我就是不想违背主，我也不可能做到，对不对？
Okay, so basically if we don't have what's the first part?
就是说如果我们一生的果效由心发出，
yeah. Yeah.
如果我们的心没有被神，我们的心意没有被神更新而变化，就是我们很想不违背神也很难做到。
Yeah, so, you know, the fruit of our life comes from, you know, what's within us. But even if we desire to do good, if we haven't been transformed through Christ, it's very difficult for us to even accomplish that.
那所以这个 Paul Washer 就说，有一个人他说，哦，我需要服侍主，我的传道人说我可以服侍主，他来问 Paul Washer 好像要得到一个印证。 Paul Washer 跟他说，那你有没有好好读圣经？你有没有好好祷告？他的意思是你的心意有没有来被神更新变化，把你找来服侍主。
So Paul Washer, you know, he mentioned that there was someone who came up to him and said, oh, you know, another minister told him that he could go into ministry and serve the Lord in a particular way. And he came to Paul Washer for some sort of confirmation. And the first thing Paul Washer asked him was like, do you often spend time to read the word of God? Do you spend time to pray? And the reason why he was asking this is, in essence, he was saying, has your life and your heart been changed by God that you have this mentality? Because that's the only way, having that mentality is the only way you can go out and serve the Lord.
当我看到这个，我的心有说，主啊，求你赦免我，也许应用到我身上，我也是不合格的。为什么？我不够让你的话，或者我不够借着读经祷告让你更足够的来更新变化我的心思意念。
And so when I read this, you know, I think to myself, you know, like, Lord, forgive me, because, you know, if I think about this and I use it as a measure against myself, in some ways I can say, you know, yes, Lord, you know, I haven't allowed you to fully, through prayer and through your word, to completely change me and to fill me fully in my work.
在台湾的时候，我生养四个孩子，所有的事全部都我一手包办。
So when I was in Taiwan and raising my four children, you know, I pretty much did everything.
我先生愿意帮助我，但是我尽量让他不要有后顾之忧，以至于不影响到他的服事。
So my husband was willing to help, but I wanted to make sure that he wouldn't be hindered by other activities.
Yeah. 那所以呢，因为那个时候我们又是在一个很贫困的地方做学生工作，我们的钱很少，因为我们是过星星生活，钱很少。那但是神的恩典够用，那办法就是什么？我没有办法用钱来解决问题，我就是全部都是自己亲手去做工，亲手去照顾这些孩子，食物自己做，什么都是自己来，所以我搞得非常忙，非常累。
And at that time, you know, we were doing student ministry, and we were not in a very wealthy place. We didn't have that much money, so I had to do, you know, I tried to do pretty much everything by hand, whether it was making the food or, you know, trying to help whoever came. And because of that, I was very busy.
那我还要教主任学哈，呀，所以那个时那些年，我不敢站讲台，我也没有站讲台，因为我很多的事都是照管整个家这样子。那，okay.
So you know, during those times, you know, I didn't even think about, you know, speaking in front of people or even wanting to, because I was spending all of my time taking care of the family and doing all of these things.
所以我每一次看到弟兄姊妹非常忙，我就感受到你很忙。那因为我知道跟主相亲的这个时间很重要，因为也不是我们不愿意跟主亲近，有时候就是有一段时间安静，啊，不知不觉就睡着了。
And so, you know, I do have these concerns when I see, you know, other brothers and sisters, you know, when we have a busy lifestyle, and it's not always sometimes because we don't want to come to the Lord, but even when we do sometimes and we're still and quiet before God, we end up falling asleep.
那，我的灵性光景怎么还能够维持？因为我是传道人，我先生是传道人，我们天常常的互动。就是常有神的话，好，那还有呢，我从不停止聚会。
So, but how is my spiritual life maintained through that? It is because both my husband and I were ministers, preachers. So, you know, often we were conversing about the Word of God, and in addition, you know, I never stopped meeting with other Christians in fellowship.
我得了聚会的益处，所以也许有一天我要讲怎么得聚会的益处哈。我是真的得了聚会的益处。
And so I was able to, you know, benefit from this continual fellowship.
那所以神的话依然不断的可以常常缭绕在我的里面，虽然我自己起来读经祷告的这个时间常常不是那么如愿，但是。我从没有停止聚会，我的孩子，我都是带着孩子去聚会。
So you know, I wasn't always, you know, I wasn't perfect in, you know, how I spent my time in prayer or even reading the Word, but because of a continual fellowship, the Word of God was in my life, and no matter where, I even brought my children to fellowship.
后来孩子稍微大了，我逐渐就有更多自己的时间，好好的来读经祷告。
And as my children got older, I was able to spend more time in prayer and also in reading the Word.
天国来到人间是一件非常大的事。
So for the kingdom of heaven to come among us people is a great thing.
法利赛人有一次问耶稣，神的国什么时候来到？
One time the Pharisees asked Jesus, when will the kingdom of heaven come?
耶稣跟他们说，天国来到不是眼睛看得见的。
And Jesus responded by saying that the kingdom of heaven coming is not something you can see with your eyes.
人不能说哦，在这里或在那里，因为天国就在你们心里。
And you can't say that the kingdom of heaven is there or here. Instead, the kingdom of heaven is in our hearts.
那是什么意思？就像刚刚那个志刚祷告的，你看不到。外面我们跟别人一样，但是你的里面是有一个很大的变化。因为以前什么是天国来到？耶稣基督复活的主，借着他的圣灵在我们的里面作王掌权，那就是天国来到我们的里面。
So what does this mean? And just like what Brother Zhang prayed earlier, it's even though what we can't see it on the outside, we might look the same as other people, but within our hearts, something has changed.And the fact that when, you know, Jesus, when he came, he died and he resurrected, and when he sent the Holy Spirit down, when we receive him and accept him and make him the Lord over our hearts, then that's when the kingdom of heaven enters us.
所以求神的国就是我们 寻求让耶稣在我们生命中做主做王。
So when we are asking for the kingdom of heaven, we're asking for God, for Jesus to be the king and the Lord over our lives.
这一位王所期许我们去遵行的就是他的旨意，那个就是求神的意。
And when this king and this Lord is living in us, our desire is to do his will. And,
yeah. 因为很多的大原则我们都知道，可是你知道在我们日常生活里边有很多决定，我们真的需要借着祷告才知道这个决定应该怎么做。
And we understand this because, you know, we might understand the principles from scripture, but in our daily lives there are many very particular issues, and we only know what to do through prayer.
有人说那个有大路有小路 way 跟 path.
And some people describe in this way that, you know, there is, you know, the way and the path, or there's the big road and the narrow road.
很多属灵的原则我们知道，可是运用在我们个人的事情里边，比如说两三个都是基督徒，他们都在追求我，我要跟哪一个人结婚？
for instance, you know, we might understand the spiritual biblical principles, but in life, it might, you know, applying it to our lives can be a little more challenging. For instance, in a case where, you know, someone's being, you know, pursued by three different Christians, and, you know, perhaps the question is, oh, so who should I marry?
你说啊，跟那个比较爱主的，那他们几个都爱主啊。
And you might say, well, obviously, you know, choose the person who loves the Lord, but, well, all of them love the Lord.
那你要知道哪一个锅要盖哪一个盖，刚刚好，那你这个你就要祷告主啊。
So you want to know who's the right person, and you have to pray.
我对不起，我对这个事为什么讲，因为我对婚姻是没有安全感的，这是跟我的背景有关。
And so bear with me, I'm saying this only because from my background, you know, when it comes to marriage, I've always been insecure about it.
所以我就跟主耶稣说，如果你没有清楚让我知道我要跟哪个人结婚，我不结婚的。
So early on, I prayed to Jesus and I said, unless you clearly tell me who I should marry, I won't marry.
那我也有几次的机会，那前两次都过去了。一次是我拒绝，哈，谢绝。一次呢，一次是后来我觉得还是不合适，祝福他们，哈。第三次就是做大卫牧师，大卫弟兄。
So I've had opportunities before. You know, the first time I just, you know, rejected it, and then the second time, you know, after some time I just felt it wasn't right. And the third time was with, you know, Pastor David.
我也借这个机会顺便把一个客观的一个原则告诉你们。
And I'll use this opportunity to just share with you a general principle.
我们怎么明白神的旨意？
How do we know God's will?
不是说哦，好像是这样很巧妙，就是神的旨意，那只是其中的一种。
It's not to say,
Is it coincidence?
Oh, okay. Okay, it's not like, oh, what a, you know, perfect coincidence. That doesn't mean that's God's will.
不一定。好，那我就是说，简单讲就是，你要合圣经的原则。
And to simply state this, we have to, at the minimum, follow the biblical principle.
然后呢，你自己要心里有感动。
And then within your own heart, you need to be moved by God.
也必须要对方有感动。
And it's the same with the other person.
对不对？然后呢，你要有环境的印证。
And you also need confirmation from what's going around you.
还有，有时候，族内成熟的长辈可以咨询他们的意见。
And sometimes, you know, it's the seniors and the elders in the church can also, you know, give their advice.
那这些都满足了，我们祷告主，主事，你就会能慢慢能够知道要做什么抉择。
And so if you've gone through all of this and you pray to God and God says yes, then
所以大的原则，大的原则我们都知道，我犯的错是什么？在这个感情交往的事上，神让我考试过关。
So you know, we have to understand the general principle and on how to approach these things. And personally, for me, in this example, you know, God allowed me to go through it successfully.
不敢说一百分，那大概有九十几分。
You know, maybe I won't say that I was 100% perfect, but you know, around 90 something percent.
但是有其他的事，比如说在美国，我对美国的环境不了解。在我女儿找工作，我另外一个女儿找工作的事上，我就不够警醒为她祷告，也许不知不觉给她有一点误导。
So you know, but it's not true for every circumstance. For instance, you know, here in the U.S., for one of my other daughter, you know, in her, when she was looking for a job, you know, perhaps, you know, I didn't think too much and I didn't spend enough.In prayer, and maybe I gave her, you know, a misunderstanding and advice.
这个说来就话长，我就不多说了。他有一点点犹豫，但是我不够警醒为他祷告。我如果那个时候警醒为他祷告，也许主耶稣就会提醒我想起之前神有一些 hint， 啊，我不够警醒，结果他可能在犹豫的里面也受我的影响，就进去了，后来出现一些状况。
So my daughter, she had some doubts, and you know, I wasn't completely alert, and you know, I think back that perhaps if I had prayed, I would have realized that there were some other signs that, you know, I kind of saw beforehand, which could have indicated that this might not have been a good decision. But then she went to take the job, and you know, certain things happened.
你知道我们是热爱神的国的。我们是愿意讨他喜悦的，我们也按着我们所知道神的法则去行的，但是因为不够很个别警醒的在这些事上好好祷告，去呢或不去，当时想需要一个工作嘛，就去呢或是不去，结果做了一个抉择，不一定很可以，那很多年的亏损。
So you know.Many of us, you know, we desire to do God's will, to do the right thing, and we know these principles. But sometimes in our lives, you know, we just, you know, we're making decisions. You know, we might think it's a pretty simple decision to just take this job, to do this or to do that, because it's what we think we need to do at the moment. But sometimes it might not be the best choice, and you know, it can lead to, you know.
我想我就不多说了哈。那就是说，我们如果求神的国跟神的义，神会把祝福给我们，我们所需要的祝福恩惠，神都会给我们的。
So you know, to put it simply, if we seek the kingdom of God and we seek His will, then God's blessings will come.
那为什么我们拿不到神的祝福，反而受亏损？那就是不是神有问题。是我们不够好好的，就是做我们该做的功课。你看大卫他可以细，因为大卫离死不过只有一步，在生死交战之间，他必须要很警醒，搞错了他可能命就没了，对不对？
So when we don't receive God's blessings, you know, it's not God's fault. You know, oftentimes it's that we haven't done our own homework, what we have to do.And if we think about, you know, King David in the Old Testament, and he, oftentimes in his life, he was, you know, running for his life, and so he was always alert.
所以为什么我刚刚说我们都是爱神的，但是神啊，求你让我们够警醒。
That's why I said earlier, you know, all of us here, we love God, we want to love God, but we have to ask God and plead to God to help us to be more alert.
神的意念在我们的里面，来当家做主，来牵引我们，怎么去持定一些原则，怎么去做一些抉择。那我们这样子就是神的国在我们的里面。
So we have to pray for God's will to be imprinted in our hearts, so that in our daily decision making, we understand the biblical principles and we know what to do.
那这样子的人呢，按着他从神领受到的心意去行，就是在求他的意。
When we follow through with what God is telling us, then we are seeking His will.
我们这样求神的国跟神的意，神就会我们所需要的神就都会加给我们。
And in this way, when we seek the kingdom and when we seek His will, then God will add on to it His blessings.
这个有另外的地方哈，我们可以看一下《路加福音》十二章。
Then we can look at Luke chapter 12.
31, 32 节。
Verse 31 and 32.
我们一起读哈。
Let us read it together.
你们只要求他的国，这些东西就必加给你们了。前面讲到我们生活的所需哈。你们这小群不要惧怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。
12:31-32. Okay. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your father has been pleased to give you the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们在跟你讲圣经，不是只来说一说，让你们听一听而已。神的话安定在天。我四十多年信耶稣，我真的发现，我不敢随便去轻慢神的话，因为神的话安定在天。特别几年前我受的那个亏损，我更动了敬畏的心，我不敢随便。太轻忽的去做决定。
So brothers and sisters, I want to make the point that, you know, when we read the Bible, when we read these words, it's not just words we're saying, it's not just for you to hear, but they're very real. And even in my own experience, I realized, you know, to not take these words lightly from the Bible because, you know, they're established up in heaven and they're true.
真的，马太福音第六章三十三节说：“你们若求他的国跟他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。”
And just like in Matthew, it also says that if you seek first His kingdom and His will, then you know everything else will be given to you.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第九节还有第十节后半段哈。
Verse 9 and verse 10。
第七节，耶稣对他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，我就是羊的门。”第九节，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。第十节后半部，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Verse 7, therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. Verse 9, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. And the second half of verse 10, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
在诗篇118篇就讲到有一个义门，就是这里耶稣讲，我就是门，就是这个义门。诗篇一百一十八篇就有这样预言，我们看诗篇一百一十八篇。
Just like in Psalm 118, it was prophesied that Jesus would be this righteous gate.
从十九节到二十三节，我们一起读好吗
？From verse 19 to verse 23.
这边明显就是在预言耶稣成为我们的门，我们借着耶稣而得救，哈。十九到二十三，我们一起读。给我敞开一门，我要进去称谢耶和华。这是耶和华的门，一人要进去，我要称谢你，因为你已经应允我，又成了我的拯救。匠人所弃的石头， 已成了房角的头块石头，这是耶和华所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
二十二节在新约其他的地方有讲到，匠人所弃的石头已成了房角的头块石头，就是指的耶稣。
In verse 22, where it talks about the capstone that the builders rejected, this is referred to in the New Testament, and it is about Jesus.
所以这一段话在预言，将来耶稣来，他要成为我们的义门。
And these verses prophesy that Jesus will come to be this gate of righteousness for us.
我们靠着他可以得拯救。
And if we rely on him, we can be saved.
那一些这样子的个人，他们聚在一起，那神的国也就在这些人的中间。
And when there are people who have the kingdom of God in them, and when they come and meet together, then the kingdom of God is among them.
刚刚我们唱那个诗歌说，我们要寻求主的公义，神要锻炼我们。啊，有些时候是我们跟我们要尽心尽意要爱主我们的神，那神借着一些事情，他在锻炼我们这个人。
So you know, just like earlier when we were singing that we want, to seek God's righteousness, and God's going to use things to shape us, to train us, in our lives.
对，因为当我们在神量给我们的环境遭遇里面，因为我们要遵循神的旨意，那我们就会决定应该怎么去做。那可能我们会有一些挑战，哈。那这个时候，我们的生命就在被制作。
As we go through different situations and circumstances in our life, because we want to do God's will.Will often encounter, challenges and difficulties, and battles.
像我利益被神呼召要来起来寻求他的时候，神给我一个第一个最大的一个考验，就是路加福音讲到，你们要若不能爱。神过于爱你的妻子儿女父母甚至你自己的生命就不配做我的门徒就神就这一句话考验我。
So early on when God called me, he tested me with this verse, that basically said, unless, you love me more than your family, your parents, your children, and even your own life, then you're not worthy of being my disciple.It was this verse that challenged me.
面对这个神的这个吩咐，我去做抉择，我去回应的时候，我的命差点死掉，征战到这种地步。
And when I tried to, live according to this, and follow the principle, my own life was, got to the point where, I was near death.
后来神怜悯，很快。神迹发生，整个情况就扭转过来。
But because of God's mercy, the situation I was in was altered.
为了那一次，我承受了许多年，后来许多年的祝福。
Because of that, in the following years, I was blessed in many ways.
那有些时候是。神要我们跟人彼此相爱。
Sometimes it's that God wants us to love one another.
我刚讲的那个是我向着神讨神的喜悦而承受的挑战。有些时候是我们要跟别人彼此相爱，那我们也会经过很多的考验。
So the example I used earlier was one that was reflecting my desire to love God, and that can bring in its own challenges.But other times it's when we're trying to love one another and there can be difficulties that come from that.
因为我们爱神，神很怜悯我们，万一我们够不上，神还是能够 担待我们，对不对？一次没有成功，神再给我们机会，再给我们，总是会越来越进步。
Because when we are seeking to love God, you know, God is very merciful to us, and He gives us many opportunities to help us improve.
可是跟人彼此相爱，因为人跟我们一样都是很有限。
But when we are loving other people, because we're humans and we're all so limited.
我们的认知有限。
Our understanding is limited.
我们可以彼此包容忍耐的这个限度也有限。
Our level of empathy and compassion is limited.
那耶稣又说，我怎么爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。哇，不是按着我们人跟人之间的这个程度，是按着耶稣怎么爱我们。那这个真的是大考验。
And Jesus said that we're to love other people the way that He loves us, and that is so different than our natural, you know, human love for one another, and that is a real test.
我记得很清楚。我们早期追求主的时候，有一些爱主追求主的，他们不是全时间同工。
So early on, you know, there were some people I knew who were part-time in the ministry.
那他们非常爱主，很关心我们这些全时间的同工。
And they really love God, and they also really care for those of us who are in full-time ministry.
其中有一位医生，他有一次他说，哦，我看到我们亲爱的年轻同工们都很正常，我很高兴。
As there was this doctor who said, you know, I see you young people serving the Lord, and you guys are also normal. I'm very glad.
那个时候我还不是很懂，我说他怎么讲这种话，
And you know, at that time, I didn't understand why he said that.
后来我渐渐就明白，因为你接触的各种人，真的你要爱，用耶稣的方法去爱人，有时候你真的是没办法。
And over time, I realized why he said that, because you know, when you have to serve so many different people and interact with so many people, sometimes it can be very hard to have that kind of love that comes from Jesus.
那神的国却是借着我们尽心爱他，还有要爱人如己，这种垂直的跟这个水平的这个方向交织在一起，他量许多功课让我们学习，他就是在锻炼我们这个人。
And so, you know, for the kingdom of God to come, you know, there'sYou know, when we're seeking His will, one of it is to love God with all of our heart, mind, and, you know, spirit. The other thing is to love one another as ourselves. And when we're interacting, whether it's our interactions with God, you know, this vertical relationship or this horizontal relationship we have with the people around us, it brings a lot of challenges and tests for our lives.
那不论耶稣教门徒说，你们要跟父求愿你的国降临，或者说天国近了，天国就要到了，哈。那还有呢，耶稣说，就是天国就在你们中间，这都是耶稣还没有得荣耀的时候讲的，哈。那这些神的意念、神的计划，到时候都会在一些信靠顺服他的人生命中应验。
So when Jesus was preaching all of this, it was before he was.Before he ascended to heaven. So all of this, like, you know, about the kingdom of heaven coming down, the kingdom of heaven being among us. But the way that we're able to see that this is fulfilled is actually is through each of us who is pursuing God.
我们知道耶稣在十字架上已经完全了这个救恩，所以天国是可以来到这个悖逆的人间。
And we know because Jesus, his death on the cross fulfilled his promises. That's why, you know, today the kingdom of heaven can come into those of us who have been so backslidden.
但是耶稣说你们应当悔改。如果不是圣灵的工作，谁会悔改？如果不是圣灵的工作，谁能够按着神的心意去行？这个都是圣灵的工作。
And we know this is all the work of the Holy Spirit, because without the Holy Spirit, which of us would want to repent, and which of us would want to follow God's will?
我们来看一下约翰福音十六章。
So let's look at John chapter 16.
十二节，十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
耶稣快要上十字架之前三年多的时间跟他的门徒讲了很多话哈，然后后来耶稣到十二节说，我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，就说不能领会，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白小自作进入一切的真理。
It says, I have much more to say to you,more than you can bear, now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears. And what he will tell, and he will tell you what is yet to come.
如果不是圣灵的工作，我们没有办法进入这一切的真理。
If it's not the work of the Holy Spirit, we cannot enter into this truth.
这边接下来他说，因为圣灵不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，必要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
And again, here it says, it's because he will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me, by taking from what is mine and making it known to you.
在别的地方，圣灵又这样讲说，主耶稣又说，圣灵要把我说给你们听的话提醒你们。
In other places in Scripture, Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will come to remind you of what He said.
为什么我们说我们要把神的话藏在我们心里
？And so why do we say we want to hide God's word into our hearts?
好像电脑那个记忆体要输入一些东西在里面。
You think about like a computer when you're storing things in the memory.
结果我们在行走人生路的时候，碰到一个情况，我们仰望主，主怎么指教我？哎，有时候圣灵就提醒我们，我们曾经耶稣曾经放在我们里面的一些话，好，我们就知道应该怎么行。
So when we go through life and we go through different circumstances and we're praying to God and we need God to tell us, you know, what to do, and the Holy Spirit reminds us because He's put that word in our hearts.
他要提醒我们，他要指教我们。
So He not only reminds us, but He is teaching us.
然后当我们按着他所提醒、所指教的去行的时候，奇妙的善工就在我们的生命中做的伟大的事情。
And when we follow according to his reminders and these his teachings for us, you know, God can do great things in our lives.
有时候神的爱临到，充满我们的心。
Sometimes God, you know, he pours down his love into our hearts.
有时候神的大能临到我们，把我们以前一直都没有办法的东西柔软下来。
Other times, God, He sends down His great power to soften the parts of us that we could never change.
有时候是就带了一个医治临到我们的身心灵。
And yet, other times, God is bringing down His healing into our hearts.
这个都不是我们能力量的，这都是圣灵做的工作。
And none of this we can do on our own strength. It is all of the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以为什么我鼓励弟兄姊妹去看那个去听那个永古的？他说：“一楼宝血永远永远需要耶稣的宝血，二楼就是十字架，我们需要十字架的工作，一直不断的做在我们生命中。十字架可以使我们的致死我们的肉体，十字架的大能啊。然后呢，我们可以有丰满的圣灵。”
So that's why I encourage all of you to go watch the sermon that I shared about Romans chapter 8. And the pastor was talking about the three floors to this building. You know, the first floor represents, you know, the blood of Christ, which all of us need to enter. The second floor is the cross, right? It's the place where we are being trained and being shaped through bearing our cross. And through that, we can enter to the third floor, which is, you know, to really be filled by the Holy Spirit.
除非圣灵，我们没有办法进到那个实质。
And without the Holy Spirit, we can't enter into the reality of this.
那因为圣灵是赐给顺从之人的，信靠顺服神的人的。
But the Holy Spirit is only granted to those, who trust and obey Him.
圣灵运行在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit, He will move within us.
帖撒罗尼迦教会就是他们听了神的道，不认为是人的道。他们认为是从神来的道，结果圣灵就使这些话运行在他们的里面，牵引他们。这个帖撒罗尼迦教会就被转化为那么棒的教会。
And so in the Bible talks about the church from Thessalonica, and they, when they received the word of God, they didn't receive it as the word that comes from people, from man, but as a word that comes from God. And when they followed through with it, they became known as, you know, a great church.
弟兄姊妹，我们这样子的让神做工在我们里面，真的是非常的宝贵。
And brothers and sisters, it's truly precious when we let God do this work in us.
我处过卑贱，我也处过丰富。
So I've been through, periods of, I guess not having much in times when
只要有耶稣，不论处卑贱或处丰富，我们都可以很怎么讲，很蒙恩。
So I can say that whether rich or poor, if we have Jesus, we will have His blessings, His grace.
如果我没有耶稣，我处卑贱很可怜，我处丰富也很可能会堕落。
Without Jesus, if I was, you know, in poverty, then it would be, you know, really sad. But, you know, even if I was rich and wealthy and I did not have Jesus, you know, I could very easily fall away from God.
所以有耶稣在我们里面，那真的是太好了。
So having Jesus in us is truly wonderful.
他是我们的救主。
He is our Savior.
他是我们的救恩本身。
He is the source of our salvation.
他是我们的生命的光。
He's the light of our life.
太棒了。
It's great.
我想我今天呢，今天的道我就讲到这里。那昨天呢，我们查经的时候，因为我没有时间，所以我说我今天会讲哈。那我很快，在五分钟到七分钟，我希望我可以讲完哈。我们看诗篇九十二篇。
So my sermon will end here, but I do want to touch on something from last night that I said I would share. Let's turn to
92.
Psalm chapter 92.
四五六这三节我们先一起读。
Verse 4, 5, and 6.
因你耶和华借着你的作为叫我高兴，我要因你手的工作欢呼。耶和华啊，你的工作何其大，你的心思极其深，畜类人不晓得，愚顽人也不明白。
How great are your works, O Lord! How profound your thoughts! The senseless man does not know, fools do not understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all the evildoers flourish, they will be forever destroyed.
第十节。
And verse 10.
你高举了我的脚，如野牛的脚，我是被馨油膏了的。
You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured upon me.
十二节到十五节，我们一起读好吗？
And verse 12 to verse 15.
一人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树，他们栽于耶和华的殿中，发旺在我们神的院里。他们年老的时候仍要结果子，要满了枝浆而常发青，好显明耶和华是正直的，他是我的磐石，在他毫无不义。
The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God.They will still bear fruit in old age, and they will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, The Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in Him.
这个话我实在非常宝贵哈。
And this word, these words are so precious.
在讲到神的工作。
It's talking about God's work.
这是旧约时代。
This is in the Old Testament.
那我们从这个从这个神的工作的这个角度来看，这些话可以应用在我们生命中。
And so when we think about this, you know, when we read about God's work through these scriptures, you know, we can apply it to our lives.
93篇也一样非常宝贵，我觉得跟这个有关。我们看一下93篇第一、第二节跟第五节。
And Psalm 93 is also very precious, and it's connected to what we just read. Let's look at verse 1, 2, and 5.
我们一起来读好吗？耶和华作王，他以威严为衣穿上。耶和华以能力为衣，以能力束腰，世界就坚定不得动摇。你的宝座从太初立定，你从亘古就有。第五节，耶和华啊，你的法度最的确，你的殿永称为圣，是合宜的。
The Lord reigns, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty, and is armed with strength. The world is firmly established, it cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. Verse 5, your statues stand firm, holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord.
这个跟神的宝座、跟神的国、神的义都有关。这边也讲到神的能力。
So this is all has to do with God's throne, his kingdom.And his righteousness.
第一节他说他以威严为衣，威严，我们刚唱那个诗歌，神的那个爱，庄严，纯净而高贵。不仅他的爱是这么庄严，他的能力，他的尊贵是那么威严，因为他是王，他是自古以来就坐在宝座上的王。
And we see here that, you know, the Lord, he is robed in majesty, he is full of this strength, and he's, you know, his throne and his kingdom has been established from long ago.
他以能力为衣。
And he is, you know, robed in this strength.
第四节讲到那个海中的波浪翻腾，哇，那个力量很大哈。可是神呢，比这一切自然界的所有的力量都大。
And you know, further in verse 4 it talks about how, you know, God's strength is greater than, you know, the mighty waters, the thunder. And so God is more powerful than, you know, what we see in this in the nature.
在腓立比书那边讲到说，我们是天上的国民，神要用叫万有归服他的大能来改变我们这个人。有份于他荣耀的身体。
And in Philippians, you know, Paul writes about us being a people of God, people of God's kingdom, and that God will use his almighty power to transform us so that we are worthy for his glory.
所以刚刚在九十二篇我们刚读的那些经文，都是讲到神要做工在我们这个人的生命中。
So all these verses that we just read, it's all speaking of how God is going to use his power to do work in our lives.
特别从新约的这个角度，圣灵来要做这样的工在我们生命中。
And in particular, from the New Testament, we realize that it's the Holy Spirit that will be doing this work in us.
那我们怎么跟他合作
？And so, how do we work together with the Holy Spirit?
除了求神的国，就是尊重他是神，他是王，你来掌王权，你来到我生命中当家做主。
So first is we need to seek first the kingdom, and what that means is letting God be king over our lives.
除了基本上我们的态度是这样以外，还有第五节，你的法度最的确。
So besides having this kind of attitude, which is the right attitude to have, we also know from verse 5, we understand that God's ways are great.
我们遵神的道而行。
And so we follow according to God's way.
记不记得在约翰三书，那个老约翰讲这样的话，我听到神的儿女按真理而行，我就很喜乐，我的喜乐没有比这个大的。
Just like in 3 John, when Apostle John, he talks about how when he hears that the children of God are following the God's way, that this is the joy that he feels is great. Because John, you know, Apostle John, he was full of God's love. And he strongly desired for others to also receive in God's blessings. And he knew that if the people of God, the children of God, would follow in God's ways, they would be blessed.
得什么福?
And what are these blessings?
愿你, 前面怎么讲? 愿你, 灵魂兴盛, 啊, 愿你这个, 身体兴盛, 事情顺利, 如同你的灵魂兴盛一样。
And you know, John talks about how that the blessings will come not only in your spiritual life, but also in the physical, your physical life.
Yeah. 就我们的心灵兴盛, 我们的身体健康, 还有关乎我们的事, 都发旺,
So we'll be blessed in our spirit, in our emotions, in our physical health, and in our dealings with the world.
希伯来书第一章讲到说, 神统管万有, 用他全能的命令托住万有。
And we know again in Philippians that God is using his almighty power to make everything in this world subject to him.
如果我们常常遵行神的旨意, 神要用他的命令托住我们这个人。
If we consistently follow according to God's will, then God will use his power to lead us.
为这件事, 神的工作很大, 第五节, 92篇第五节。 耶和华啊,你的工作何其大, 你的工作好伟大, 你要把我们做成一个杰作, 做成你所要的杰作, 荣耀你的名, 你的心思极其深。
And again, you know, God's work that he's going to do in our lives is great. And just like in chapter Psalm 92, verse 5, it says that how great are your works, O Lord, and how profound your thoughts.
有一个神的仆人叫Jack Beer,他说, 不是我们会追求, 是我们的神太会带领了。And
so, like another brother in Christ, brother Jack Deere, he said, it's not because we are good at pursuing God, but it's that God is so great at leading us.
我最后用一点点时间, 12节, 92篇12节到14节,
And just a little more here in verse 12 to verse 14.
这边讲到,义人要发旺如棕树,生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
Verse 12 says that the righteous will flourish like a palm tree and that they will grow to be like the cedars of Lebanon.
我们看一下列王记上,第六章。
Let us look at 1 Kings chapter 6.
讲到所罗门他建圣殿的时候,
It talks about when Solomon was building the temple.
第六章29节32节35节,
In verses 29, verse 32, and verse 35.
他, 内殿外殿周围的墙上 都刻着基路伯、棕树和初开的花, 这是29节。
Verse 29, it says, On the walls all around the temple, in both the inner and outer rooms, he carved cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers.
32节, 在橄榄木做的两门扇上,刻着基路伯,棕树和初开的花, 都贴上金子。
And again, verse 32, And on the two olive wood doors, he carved cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers.
35节, 上面刻着基路伯,松树和初开的花, 都用金子贴了。
In verse 35, he carved cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers, and on them overlaid them with gold.
大卫说, 关于建殿的样式, 神的灵, 亲自把那个样式画给他。
King David, you know, God gave him the revelation of how the temple should look like.
在内殿外面的墙上都刻着棕树, 还有基路伯。
And in both the inner court and the outer court, there were carvings of this cherubim and these palm trees.
棕树预表什么?
So what do the palm trees represent?
记不记得耶稣要进那个耶路撒冷, 最后一周, 圣周, 进入耶路撒冷, 他拿着棕树枝，和善呐、啊，和善呐、啊，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
Remember when Jesus was entering into Jerusalem before the week before he was to be crucified, and the people were waving the palm branches and saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
我快要讲完了，再忍耐一点点。他的意思就是很欢乐，很欢乐的欢迎，还有得胜。
And the meaning of that is one to celebrate, but it's also a proclamation of victory.
在启示录第七章第九节那边讲到说，这个使徒约翰看到数不清的人，他们呢就是这些信主的基督徒，他们拿着棕树枝在那边欢喜快乐哈。启示录第七第七章第九节。
And in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, John writes about seeing a multitude of believers who are waving these palm branches.
他们手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。”
Yeah, so it's the last part of verse 9 where it says that.These people, they're wearing these white robes and they're holding palm branches in their hands and they cried out that salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne.
耶稣的得胜。
So this is proclaiming Jesus' victory.
对，那九十二篇这边讲到义人要发旺如棕树，就是要神的得胜的全能在他们生命中，他们要长得那么又正又直，那样子的。
So in verse 12 from Psalm chapter 92, when it says that the righteous will flourish like a palm tree, it's that the righteous will be victorious and they'll be, you know, righteous.
生长如利巴嫩的香柏树，也是列王记上第六章。
And this the cedars from Lebanon is also referred to in 1 Kings chapter 6.
15 到20节。
Verse 15 to 20.
这边讲到他的那个用香柏木板贴墙，就是用香柏木板，贴墙哈、哦。那这边告诉我们什么？这些义人呢，神做工在他们成为建殿的材料。
So you know, in 1 Kings chapter 6 talks about how Solomon put these cedar boards to panel.The interior of the building. And what this means is that those who are righteous, God is making them into material that is materials that are being used to build the temple.
我们要成为灵工，活石，联络整齐的一座灵工。
And so, you know, it's just like God said that we're becoming these living stones that we're going to be part of this temple.
十四节我非常喜欢。因为我越来越是银发族，所以这句话很鼓励我哈。他们年老的时候仍要结果子，要满了枝浆而常发青。
And in verse 14 is very encouraging for me, and it says they will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green.
弟兄姊妹，有耶稣在我们里面的生命，跟没有耶稣是两个截然不同的结局。
So brothers and sisters, again, having Jesus in our lives and not having Jesus in our lives is, you know, a huge difference.
没有耶稣在里面的人越老越衰退，等着他们的结局就是一口棺材。
For those who do not have Jesus in their lives, as they grow older, their life, it just, you know,
最终的结局沉沦。
The only thing they're waiting for is a coffin.
可是有耶稣在我们里面的。
But those of us who have Jesus,
我们跟世上的方式不一样，越老越有价值。
We're different than the rest of the world. As we get older, there's more value in life in us.
为什么？因为他们的自己的生命越来越减少。
And why is that? It's because our own lives become less.
他们的生命越来越脱落。
And we forsake our own lives.
主耶稣的生命越来越增加。
And we let Jesus' life become greater.
越来越发旺。
For God's life, to, His life to be.
里面满了枝浆。
to be full within us.
虽然外面那个肉身的力量是比较弱，可是里面那个灵里的力量是越来越茁壮。
And even though to the world or physically our strength may not be, you know, great, but within us spiritually that power is great.
我们是越来越有指望的。
And so we become people with more and more hope.
那当我看到那个大卫·鲍森，他八十几岁了，他在那边讲解神的话，我看了我好受感动。
So when
里面充满了灵力。
So when I, you know, see and listen to Pastor David Paulson preaching God's word and teaching God's word and how he teaches with full of God's spirit and power, I'm really encouraged.
有一个神的仆人叫布鲁克长老，他非常竭力服侍主。
And there's another elder, Elder Brooke.
Brooks.
Brooks.
他七十岁的时候呢，因为他太竭力，他大概人生。至多七十岁，他大概被主接去了。
He was 70 years old, and he was very, you know,
因为他好像没力量了。
He was always very, you know, passionate about preaching.
罗炳森师母从神那边得到一个讯息，说这个人有一个想法，以为他要被主接去了。不对，这不是神的心意。
And he thought that. That maybe, you know, God would take him back to heaven because of his old age.
因为他想他已经尽心竭力服侍到七十岁了，大概主要接我回天家安息了。
Yeah. But Pastor Robinson, she said she got a message.
Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah, Mrs. Robinson. She got a word from God saying that this brother, you know, has this idea, but it's not.What God wants.
Yeah, 神就跟那个罗炳森师母说，你要召集一些人为他祷告，不要让他有这种思想来影响他，为他祷告，直到祷告通。
And so God told her that, you know, gather some people to dedicate to pray until there's a breakthrough, so that this this brother will not have.This type of thinking.
结果大家就祷告，祷告到后来就让他去休息度假两个多月，到那个海边去，都不要服侍，就是好好的去那个。结果后来他回来了以后，哇，那个灵力恢复了，以后他又多活了二十三年。
So after they prayed, they gave him, they suggested and told him to go on vacation to not do any ministry for 2 months. Send him somewhere nice to the beaches and to relax. And after this period, when he came back, you know, he regained his strength, and in fact, he lived for another 23 years.
根据认识他的人说，他末后那二十三年，活到九十三岁，比他先前七十岁以前的服事更荣耀。
And for those who were with him, who spent a lot of time with him, they all.You know, have this testimony to say that in those 23 years, his ministry for God was more glorious than all of the work that he did in the 70 years prior.
有人说他如果在聚会中被圣灵感动讲方言呢，是整个人被神的灵抓住，这样来释放信息的。
And people said that, you know, when in service, you know, when he's filled by the Holy Spirit, or if he's speaking in tongues, the Holy Spirit is working completely.
这是神的工作。
And so we know this is God's work.
因为他里面满了圣灵。
And because he was full of God's Holy Spirit.
所以美娇姐，我们都彼此勉励，我们很有指望，年老要满了枝浆而发青。
So brothers and sisters, let us encourage one another and have more hope.Because we can still, you know, bear fruit and still have strength even in our old age.
好，我今天就交通到这里。OK。